Here on the Public Broadcasting Network. Please go to publicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, send the much needed fundage. You can mail your check or money order payable to RBN. Send that to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. Call in your debit or credit card number to 1-800-724-2719 extension 3 and keep free speech alive. If you want to help me out and throw your boy in Kentucky a bone, I'm still trying to rebuild the Dodge. Got a GoFundMe set up, and that's in the show descript comments. Also, you can email me at Patrick and Jeremy Show at yahoo.com. And you can, if you need a physical address to mail a check or money order, I can give you an address to mail that to. Had a few donations since December. Thank you very much. It will help keep me from getting a night job and interfering with the broadcast. As you know, I've given the Friday night slot to William Repellum. We sort of launched his maiden voyage on this past Friday, got his hymen all busted, so to speak, and got him launched out there with the help of Scorpio and Mike Sledge. Got some pretty mixed feedback on that show. I think the boys were getting a little rowdy, but that was William's show, and those were his guests, so I was just along for the ride. And if you have any comments or feedback, then give me a call. I think William is going to do a great show and put a lot into the Friday night. He already does Wednesday's National Intel. So that will give him 2 hours on Wednesday, an hour with me on Thursday, and an hour of his own on Friday. So officially, the Friday night show is not in plain sight. I don't know what he's going to call it. I sent him a message today, and if he texts me back, you know, maybe I'll announce that on the air, but we'll see how he does with that. I think it's going to be great. It'll give me a break, because five nights a week has been a lot with my work schedule and all. So as you know, Monday night is the night that I run down the news. Also, it is open line, call in about any topic. It could even be about religious stuff that I cover on Wednesday, or it could be how you didn't like the show on Friday because you didn't like Mike Sledge. It could be anything like that. I think Mike is funny usually, so I'm just going to reserve comment on that. But if you want to call in and let me know what's up, that's fine. 1-800, call in at 512-248-8252. That would be a lot better. Save the network some money. Oh, a little housekeeping. I had announced a couple of weeks ago that Mark Dankoff was coming on with me on Wednesday of last week, and then I ended up playing a rebroadcast. Well, Mark had to cancel last minute. As you might know, his mother has some health problems, and it's just something that he couldn't help. His schedule just wouldn't allow it, and I completely understood, but I wasn't in a position to put out a new show, so I did. That explains Wednesday. If some of you are looking forward to Mark Dankoff, apologies for that. Mark is going through just kind of a tough time now. So he's had some sickness and some issues with his mom. So Hang in there. We'll get him on eventually. I'll probably just surprise you instead of like telling you that he's coming on and then it not happen. Like we've done twice. Instead of that, I'll just surprise you and he'll just come on when some Wednesday night or some night during the week. That's how we're going to do that. Let's get into the news here. This seems to be the season of train derailment. I mean, I don't know. They're saying that thousands of these things derail all the time. And I guess the media just doesn't report on it. It's kind of like the whole, black criminals getting shot thing. That happens all the time, but just the media really focused on it, the year of George Floyd in 2020. And the media can kind of choose what it focuses on and what it wants to get the people all drummed up about. That's why democracy is truly ruled by media. I mean, it is. They can even trick the public, like the media can trick the public into thinking that something is popular when it's not, like child trannyism. You would think the way the media really pushes and portrays the joys and wonderments of child trannyism, you would think that the majority of America is for it. But no, it's a very, very slim minority that would support such gross nonsense. It's basically backdoor pedophilia, and people know it. So the majority of Americans, even liberals, don't really support child trannyism, but the media makes you think that, you see. Is that called gaslighting? I think you'd call that gaslighting. So again, with the trains, I guess the media is just covering it a lot because, I mean, we have a failing infrastructure and it is an issue, but the media has just not chosen to cover it until now. And now, for some reason, we're going to focus on train derailment. So let's go with this. 5 March. What is this? RT? Yeah, this is RT, Russia Today. Between 20 and 30 cars have gone off the tracks, officials say, as a train derails in Ohio. A Norfolk Southern cargo train, again with Norfolk, derailed near Springfield, Ohio, in the U.S. on Saturday. The incident comes a month after another train operated by the same company came off the tracks in East Palestine, causing a major toxic spill. There were no hazardous materials on the train, Norfolk Southern noted in a statement. Our teams are en route to the site to begin the cleanup operations, according to the company. There were no deaths or injuries as a result of the incident. It says they evacuated residences out of caution. Some power lines were thrown down. 30 cars out of 212 derailed. Electricity was out. It's just kind of a ho-hum article. But these types of articles are making the news. It says, meanwhile, the cleanup operations are still going on in East Palestine, in Ohio, where 38 cars, including 11 containing vinyl chloride and other hazardous materials, derailed on February 3rd, causing a major blaze and chemical spill. Well, what caused the major blaze was somebody told the idiots to set fire to it and then spread it through the air and float it on up the East Coast. So, anyway, 700 tons of contaminated soil and 7.5 million liters of liquid have been collected. 700 tons of contaminated soil. They've been collected from the crash site. This is from Palestine. The Ohio Environmental Protection Agency said earlier this week, adding that a lot more work still remains to be done. Well, as we covered, on a couple of weeks ago when I had Warren Baylog on from National Justice Party, it wasn't until, NJP showed up and started rattling the cage of the mayor and the congressman there. And then it wasn't until then that you had all of this attention. All of a sudden, they declared it a disaster. Conservative figures like Trump, Donald Blump himself visited Palestine and bought everybody McDonald's. So that now we're getting some attention from conservatives. They're starting to figure out maybe this is something they can run on. Maybe they can slip this into their campaign. So you're going to see this. But yeah, this is just crazy. The media picking up on all these derailments that's probably been going on for a long time, for at least a decade or more. But they haven't really ever focused on them before, just like they don't really focus on black crime or black criminals getting shot by police. They don't focus on that unless they really want to push a narrative. Interesting that, isn't it? Speaking of cops, Atlanta protesters tossed Molotov cocktails at police at Cop City site. Now, we've covered a couple of other headlines about Cop City. Apparently, this is a huge training facility in Atlanta to train cops. From the New York Post, protesters hurled bricks and Molotov cocktails at cops and set vehicles on fire Sunday at the site of a future police training facility in Atlanta. The $90 million facility, Atlanta Public Safety Training Center, also dubbed Cop City, was besieged by a group of vandals using the cover of a peaceful protest, of course, in what Atlanta police called a coordinated attack. All right. And let's click through all of the advertisements. There are a lot of them. I really hate this. New York Post, you suck. Anyway, they changed into black clothing. The protesters changed into black clothing. I'm still clicking on ads that are popping up all over the screen. And entered the construction area and began to throw large rocks, bricks, Molotov cocktails, and fireworks. Multiple law enforcement agencies responded and arrested 35 people at the 85-acre construction site on the wooded outskirts of the city. Videos from the scene captured towering plumes of flames and smoke rising about the fenced in site. It's unclear if anyone was injured, but Atlanta police noted that the agitators' path of destruction could have resulted in bodily harm. Protesters descended on the site during a live music festival organized by protesters on day two of a planned week-long event of action to protest the proposed facility. Both Atlanta police and environmental activists have been against plans for Cop City since they were approved by the city council in June 2021. Remember that's when that mestizo guy got shot? I reported on this a couple of weeks ago, and I can't remember the name of the dude, but he was protesting like in the name of environment. And dude got shot by the cops and Antifa, you know, sent people from out of town. And it was a huge deal. But just think about this. Think about this. People are protesting this cop training facility, all right? Setting things on fire and like throwing stuff at cops. Just think about like how it pales in comparison what happened on even on just January 6th. Oh, people walked into the Capitol and took selfies and picked up a podium. Now, granted, there were some windows broken, but those were done by agents. Like, have you heard any news articles on anybody arrested on January 6th for breaking windows? No. And isn't it funny that the security cops in the Capitol shot Ashley Babbitt, an unarmed female, and totally didn't even target the big burly men with clubs breaking the windows down? I would be shooting the men first if I thought my life was in danger. And you had men with clubs busting windows, but instead they shoot Ashley Babbitt. So, I mean, obviously these were federal agents provocateurs busting windows down. And you just see this huge hypocrisy in the response to people, you know, just protesting at the Capitol and in their capital, the people's capital. The response to that, as compared to the response here, to these protesters setting things on fire, do you think the FBI is going to be called to any of these Antifa's houses? Do you think any of these Antifa people are going to be drug out at gunpoint at 4 in the morning in front of their children? No. The January Sixers, they hunted them down. They hunted them down like terrorists. Anyway, the hypocrisy is amazing. Before I go on to other articles, I do want to take some calls. This is Open Line Monday for crying out loud. We have Marcus in Idaho up first. Marcus, welcome to the show.
Hello, Jeremy.
Mark.
I want to say about the train derailments. You know, you've got these mile long or longer trains. It's kind of like if you've got a semi that's got three trailers that it's pulling, or four trailers, or five trailers, you add a huge possibility of an accident when you've got them. And they're not only single train cars, they're doubled on themselves. So you've got a lot of weight that's traveling on these tracks. They've got to be doing damage. They're not meant for that kind of weight and for that kind of length. And I think that they're asking for a disaster. And it, perhaps it's intentional.
Well, something that I was saying, I brought up with Patrick, these things require a tremendous amount of maintenance. There should be overhauls done. I worked in aircraft maintenance for the Air Force, and I know those landing gear take a pounding. And we had to do, you know, daily, weekly, monthly inspections. We had to lube it up every couple of weeks, bring it in the hangar and send it through. I mean, lube everything on that thing. And I think that what we're witnessing is, like, you know, in the wake of the railroad strikes, they laid off a bunch of people. They're treating their workers like crap. I think the maintenance just isn't getting done. And our, you know, railroad infrastructure is failing. I mean, that's what I think.
I think that's true, too. I also think it's part and parcel of the railroad barons themselves being part of the globalist cabal. I mean, when you consider that they wanted to take out one-third of the fertilizer that would be traveling on the trains last year for the farmers, that would have been a huge blow. And why did they do that? Because there is definitely an agenda. So it seems like not only are they trying to make money hand over foot, but they're okay with the disasters happening. It's just like ExxonMobil or some of these other big companies okay with their plants blowing up, because it's all part of their plan. They're playing both sides and making money hand over foot on this.
It is kind of a perfect storm, isn't it, of, you know, the greedy railroad corporations, like, not wanting to spend the money on their workers and not wanting to do the cutting costs, and possibly part of something that you're talking about here, you know, some sort of global disruption. Now, what I will say is that setting fire to those chemicals in Palestine, Ohio, I mean, I don't know how they couldn't have known that that was a disaster. I mean,
that was criminal. That was a criminal, like, action. That was that, you know, people always say, well, this is Nuremberg type trials. You know, this was definitely a criminal action on the part of those CEOs and people in the upper echelons, which decided to basically destroy East Palestine and hundreds of miles downstream from that for a very long time.
And, you know, the response to it was criminal as well by the government. I mean, they took them so long to declare it a disaster for FEMA to come in, whereas Flint, Michigan water disaster, that was just water contamination. And they declared that a disaster and brought FEMA in. And, I mean, and I think the difference is, I mean, it's predominantly white working class in Palestine. It's huge white working class area, you know, and yep. Flint wasn't. So I think that is possibly
a factor. I think it's also the fact that we've got the incompetence running the system, and that's intentional too. So it's kind of like you pull somebody off the street and say, "Well, you're going to run a train now."
That's basically what they did with affirmative action hires. Hey, we're coming up on the break. I know we're probably right on it. So hang on if you want to, Marcus. You can address some more of this on the other side.
Falls, and I'm alone. Skin, yeah, chill me to the bone.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the pandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and...
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
And we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven.
You're listening to RBN in defense of the Republic.
Rundown of the news of Marcus on the phone. And Marcus, you were talking about the incompetence of the leaders and how that's intentional as well. Would you want to go on with that?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's so much incompetence. I think it's intentional. And when you look at the board members of these companies and the the barons which own the railroads, that's not their only investment. They're invested in other countries. And there is a goal to take down America, when they get in these circles, they understand what their role is, and they will play their role. And their role is to take down America. Sure, they'll lose some money with the railroad company, but there's still other billions made in other places with slave labor in China. I mean, how many people own stocks and everything in Nike and the Uyghurs that are being slaves for China to make all these products that come back and they can sell for hundreds of dollars a piece, which are made in pennies and the dollars. So,
yeah, I would point out too that the NJP pointed out when we had Warren Baylog on the show, that he was saying Eric Stryker pointed out that the Norfolk Railway had contributed lots of money to the governor and the congressman of the area. And so the so-called representatives had that was their motivation to not want to throw the rail company under the rails, under the bus.
Yeah. I was wondering about that. Mark DeWine, the governor of Ohio, has not brought out the EPA of the state, and he's been slow walking everything for these people and just really doing nothing if he possibly can. I was like, isn't he supposed to be a Republican governor? He's definitely showing himself to be more like a Bush than anything else.
Well, I mean, all of the Republican Party has just basically failed us. I mean, nobody of importance in the Republican Party stood up against the election fraud, and even Fox News went along with it, 2020 and 2021. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, that's Breitbart. That's why I will not read an article from Breitbart anymore. It's just, I don't care how interesting it is. That's going to just be canceled because of their... They're in action intentionally and throwing the true president under the bus and saying this deal never happened.
Yeah. Yeah, say what you want about Trump. That election was frauded, and everybody knows it. I actually had an article on that. Let's see if I can pull it up here. It basically said that, here we go. 61% of Americans, this is from the Daily Stormer, 61% of Americans believe that the federal government is illegitimate, from the 2020 election. And 61% of Americans believe that the feds incited January 6th. 34% want a national divorce.
What's crazy about that is it's only 61%. Because, I mean, we've got to have people which think in this country, and I don't know about you. I don't meet too many idiots out there, but it seems that people have a lot of blindfolds on.
Yeah, I'm sure it's more than 61%. That's just what they're reporting. This is the Stormer cited the Rasmussen reports. They're coming up with these numbers. And, I mean, they're a so-called trusted, source. But then RT reported on it as well and picked it up. I've read RT quite a bit. They seem to be one of the more honest reporting news media sites. Yeah, 61%. They see the Capitol breach as done by federal provocateurs. And they say 34% of Americans want a divorce between Democrat and Republican states. But, as we've pointed out, it's not just the Democrats. I mean, the Republicans are in league with this as well.
How many Never Trumpers did you hear just being total butt wipes about a president that is doing good for this country and trying to secure our border and trying to keep peace around the world and, being fought at every turn of the page, he's being taken down by people like Vindman. That scum bucket, which should be dead.
And I don't want to carry too much water for Trump. As you know, I have my problems with Trump, many. But I will admit that he did a little bit more to control immigration, than what's being done now. And he should have been the president. So with all of his faults, that is what the deal is.
If he'd had his way, we'd had a wall. If it hadn't been blocked at every turn of the way, and we wouldn't have another 2 million or 3 million illegals in our country right now.
Well, thanks, Marcus, for the call. We're coming up on the break. We'll be back on the other side with more news. There's no one taking your place since you've been gone.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop and lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Memory, your lamplight is burning holes. Recover the damage, bring it all home. Just like a summer song, they stay there forever. I try to remember. Come home.
All right, we're back to the show. Endpoint Sight, your Monday night broadcast of Rundown with the News. So we are having a election here in Kentucky for a governor. As we've covered before, many interesting candidates, some among the Republicans are Daniel Cameron, the current black state attorney, very based, although I don't think that he's completely spoken out against the Ukraine war. All of his other positions are pretty solid. We got one guy, Jeff Young, a Democrat candidate, that is kind of standing out amongst his Democrat running mates. He has made statements, according to the Stormer, that U.S. leaders are stupid and nuclear war threatens humanity. This according to the governor, the person who is running for governor, Jeffrey Young. And the article brings up that it's really hard to find an anti-war candidate on the left anymore. They're all about pushing child trannyism and homo marriage and bringing democracy to all corners of the globe so that other countries can enjoy the horrors of child trannyism as well. From RT, Russia Today, motivated by a desire to sever Germany's economic ties to Russia, the U.S. is intellectually bankrupt and politicians have made nuclear war a realistic possibility. RT is quoting Kentucky gubernatorial candidate Jeffrey Young. As he spoke, to RT on Saturday. He actually did an interview with them. Young said that the electorate has spoken, that he has spoken to in Kentucky, are sick of seeing their tax dollars go to Ukraine and think that the U.S. should cut off the supply of arms to Kiev. In Washington, however, politicians are separated from reality. He said that, "I think most of them are severely deluded about reality by decades of anti-Russian propaganda in our mainstream media." He claimed, pointing to the fact that Congress is currently holding hearings on climate change, which he called totally irrelevant at this moment when humanity is threatened by a possible nuclear war. Now, I will add that I've looked into Jeffrey Young, and of course he supports the whole climate change thing that the leftists do, but he's saying that that pales in comparison to what's going on with the Ukraine and possible World War III. And actually, we're in World War III. That's my comment, that we're in World War III. It's mostly economic now, and countries are all taking sides. Everyone has gotten on one side of the line or the other, from the east or the west. But it is interesting that this gubernatorial candidate has come out so anti-war. It sort of reminds me of some Tulsi Gabbard type talking points. Back to the RT article, aside from using Ukraine to fight a proxy war against Russia, Jeffrey Young claimed that the Biden administration's overreaching goal has been to strengthen Washington's hold over our European so-called allies. Point in stream is the Nord Stream bombing, is what he brings up next paragraph, which the Nord Stream would have allowed Russia to supply a very energy-efficient, affordable gas to Germany, and Germany would have continued to become a powerhouse in Europe. But that is all done now. Now Germany is completely dependent on the West. And even if the Nord Stream was brought back online, the so-called leaders in Germany are refusing to work with the Russians on this. So again, what is really driving this? Something that Jeffrey Young doesn't point out. Why is the West willing to destroy itself? And why is there anti-Russian hatred? And that's because our so-called representatives, our so-called statesmen, are dominated by Jewish elites. And they hate Russia. Most of them were expelled from Russia in the last few decades over growing anti-Semitism in Russia. And so that is why you have the hatred of Russia. When they feel like they need to regime change Putin, which is the entire goal of the response to the Ukrainian, to Russian peacekeepers coming into Ukraine, what they call an invasion. By the way, let's be careful. Let's define our terms, and be careful not to go with the mainstream media. For them to call Russia's control of Ukraine, for Russia to send in peacekeepers to protect Russian-speaking citizens in the Donbass, to call that an invasion, that's tantamount to calling January 6th an insurrection. That's the language that they want you to use. It's the language that they push in the media. That's just my little aside. Let me get back to Young's comments to RT. Young said that the Nord Stream bombing was part of a strategy designed to make Germany, the largest economy in Europe, totally dependent on the U.S. For decades, Washington's biggest nightmare has been that Germany and Russia would ally, have their economies complement each other, and make the United States irrelevant. Well, by the way, that was the fear of the British Empire as well in World War I. They didn't want this natural geopolitical alliance between Russia and Germany and all of Europe. And they most certainly did not want Germany allying with the Ottoman Empire. So Germany had to be destroyed because you had the internal combustion engine was huge and oil coming out of the Middle East, and the British Empire wanted to control all of that. And Germany was a huge threat to the British Empire. Well, since World War II, the British Empire has fallen and the American Empire rose. And now they see that geopolitical alliance is threatening the American Empire, and they have since World War II. That's why NATO was designed to keep Russia at bay, the Soviet Union at the time. And so that's sort of, they went on with that push to, and once Russia became popular, became economically powerful in the early 21st century, they saw this as a huge threat. And so that's why they did the whole Maidan coup. They wanted to control the Ukraine. They wanted to control the energy that went between Russia and Germany. Nord Stream was built around that. And so now we've got the Nord Stream blown up. So it's all kind of the pieces of the puzzle all coming together there. And Young is putting these pieces together. He's just not calling out Jewish power, of course. American journalist Seymour Hersh recently published reports blaming the bombing of the Nord Stream pipelines on the CIA and the Norwegian Navy, who he claimed acted on the instruction of resident Joe Brandon. Hersh said that the attack was largely intended to remove Berlin's ability to lift sanctions on Russia and resume buying Russian gas, and I would agree with that. The Russian gas is significantly cheaper than American liquefied natural gas, and that's an obvious understatement, as you know, the West would have to ship that liquid gas in, and you have to have build ports, and it's this huge thing, and the gas is going to be very expensive coming from the West by the time it gets to Germany. Back to the RT article, these sanctions have been ineffective. According to the most recent figures from the International Monetary Fund, Russia's economy is set to grow faster than that of the UK and Germany this year, and faster than all of the G7 nations in 2024. Yet the West continues to prepare more sanctions on Moscow out of incompetence. And this is the word that Jeffrey Young used to RT, incompetence. Our leaders are intellectually bankrupt. They don't know what they can accomplish and what they cannot accomplish. Fundamentally, they're stupid, and they don't have any other ideas. Well, he's getting real close to the edge, but he's not going over it. Like I mentioned, the motivation, it's not just that they're stupid, it's that they're being driven by Jewish-dominated elites that want to destroy Russia at any cost. And regardless of what you think of Russia or where you stand on Putin, this fact is very obvious, that the West wants Putin gone and wants Russia to be folded in to their power grasp. And that is really what the whole Ukrainian thing is about. Russia has decided to draw a line in the sand, and so here we are a year later. Yeah, I know it's taken a year. I know it seems like that Russia's not doing what they need to win this, and it causes a lot of people in our circles to say, well, Russia's part of the plan. I'm not there. I'm trying to be more nuanced on that point. I'm just reporting what I learned. And so Jeffrey Young, anti-war candidate. Let me read through some tweets that the Stormer has included from Young here, from Jeffrey M. Young. Quote, the Western mass media, aka MSM corporations, have the blood of hundreds of thousands of Ukrainian soldiers on their hands. Their owners, meaning the mass media, their owners, publishers, and editors are war criminals, like Joseph Goebbels, who was sentenced to death in Nuremberg. Of course, he's got to do the Nazi reference there. Jeffrey Young again says, you're right, I do not want the U.S. or anyone else to follow the entire World Economic Forum agenda. But even the WEF says some factual, reasonable things. Climate disruption is real. On this one issue, Kerry is right. In the mass, he absorbed a lot of junk science. The main problem is the risk of World War III. So he's reiterating that risk of war with major nuclear powers is way more important than climate change. Jeffrey Young again in a tweet. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock is a major war criminal, one of the worst in the world today. Also Joe Biden, Sullivan, Austin, Blinken, Newland, Donald Trump, Barack Obama, Bill and Hillary Clinton, all of them are major war criminals. Well, that's pretty awesome that he's calling these people out as what they are. Last tweet from Young, in my opinion, according to Jeffrey Young, our government in Washington started going downhill in 1945. If I had to put a date on it, I would say August 6, 1945, when President Truman dropped the first A-bomb on Hiroshima for no military reason. In 2016, the long gradual decline into barbarism and fascism has accelerated. So this guy, I mean, I'm not voting for him because he has too many other, like, wicked positions. He supports abortion. He is in support of mass immigration into the U.S. So, I mean, okay, we're saving our country from World War. You're taking an anti-war stance. but then you're willing to destroy it by letting just infinity immigrants in and not throwing any illegals out. That's Young's position. So he's not a candidate worth voting for. I'm simply mentioning him because he is saying a lot of anti-war, he's making a lot of anti-war points that need to be made and that I hope other leftist candidates will follow suit, as well as Republican candidates. So we'll see how this goes, but I think the Kentucky elections are going to be legit. We have legislation that doesn't allow mail-in voting, and those pesky machines have been brought under control that were put into Lexington, Louisville, and Frankfort. And also, we have legislation in Kentucky that breaks up the vote between the big cities in Kentucky and the rural areas so that these three big cities, even in a fair election, these three big cities could carry the gubernatorial vote. But now they cannot. Their votes are broken up with the rural areas, which tend to be more Christian conservative voters. So I think we have good things coming to Kentucky. We have a great legislature, and hopefully Beshear will be pushed out the door and we'll have a decent governor in charge. Let's go back to the phones. We have another caller. Matilda, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, Matilda.
Hi. I want to talk about the train derailment in East Palestine. I live about less than 50 miles away from there, and me and my boyfriend have both have consecrated symptoms since then. But starting on the 9th, he started feeling sick. That lasted a good 2, almost 3 weeks. And then just as he was starting to get better, he went back outside again, smelled those fumes, and he started getting sick all over again. He now wakes up with terrible headaches. And I stay over at his house, you know, probably about once a week. I stayed overnight for the Super Bowl. The next morning, I had diarrhea for 3 hours. And I slept for about 24 hours after that on his couch. And the next weekend when I spent the night, I had a terrible stuffy nose. And each time, it wasn't like I was just, you know, liquid. It was thick, awful mucus coming out of my nose every time. It was very bad.
So did it feel like you were exposed to chemicals? Like you know how it is when you clean it with bleach and you breathe in too much? Something like that?
I could smell. It was a combination of bleach and burning plastic or burning rubber, because after the Super Bowl, I went back to work. Well, I worked Thursdays through Sundays. I went on my way to going to work. I get out of my car to put my garage door down. I could smell the burning rubber. There's nobody doing burnouts on my street, especially at 6 o'clock in the morning. I should not have smelled anything like that. And I've also noticed that, I'm just now starting to, I hear the birds singing in the morning. I hadn't heard them for like 2-3 weeks. And the only birds I saw was at where I work, and that's clear over in Maslin. And that was 2 ravens. Those were the only birds I ever saw for those 2 weeks. And right before then, I counted 20 robins in my backyard one night when I came home from work. And then all of a sudden there was none.
And so I'm sure that it's because of that chemical exposure from the so-called controlled burn. The problem is going to be. The problem is going to be proven.
And also, why the other cows are dying, and you know, everything is just basically, everything is off. It does not feel right.
Well, hang on. We're up on this last break, and I'll hold you over to the other side, and we'll discuss maybe what can be done about that. So coming up on a break here in a minute.
Good. Well,
yeah.
Sometimes when your hopes have all been shattered, there's nowhere to turn. You wonder how you keep going. Think of all the things that really matter and the chances you earn.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Okay, we're back. Emotive, unstable, you're like a final segment of In Plain Sight. We have Matilda in Ohio. And, you know, I looked up that a lot of the residents of East Palestine in Ohio are reporting similar sicknesses. The Hill reported on it, CNN, ABC News. So I would think the problem would be trying to prove that it was from the chemicals, you know, trying to get a sound medical diagnosis from that and getting the class action lawsuit together against the rail company. That would be the problem that I would see is being able to do that. Do you know if anyone has tried to do that, or if you heard of anything there in that area?
We kind of heard about maybe it, you know, starting one ourselves, but like you said, they're going to have big time lawyers. How are we going to even attempt to do anything against that? Plus, also a friend of ours who lives real close to my boyfriend, he was sick for 2 weeks. He thought he had the flu, but it practically knocked him completely off his rocker.
Yeah, that's the thing is there's nobody to lead you all. Like there's nobody stepping out with power and clout that will lead this charge to try to go after not only the rail companies, but the government's response to it, the slow response. So, you know, I hate to be so black-pilled.
That's pretty sad. Trump showed up in East Palestine before any people of our actual the most elected or most popular vote in America. He doesn't even bother to show up. He still hasn't shown up.
And I would argue that Trump maybe was doing it as a political stunt. I don't want to, you know, try to look into his mind and see his motivations, but that's sort of his mode of operation. But, I mean, I don't know if you heard my Friday night show a few weeks ago. We had people from the National Justice Party show up there, Eric Stryker, and he really grilled the congressman and the mayor on their response to it. And it was shortly after that that you had FEMA show up. And all of these high-level politicians start paying attention to it. So I hope that you can get relief, and I hope that you are able to get some money out of these people, but it does look pretty bad, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Well, thanks for your
Brandon.
Brandon, all the way. Thanks for your report, Matilda. I appreciate it. That'll be the end of the show, so stay tuned for the Patrick and Jeremy show tomorrow night. And Wednesday at 1 p.m. on the Bugle, where we'll cover more hard-hitting news. And we will be classy about it to the best of our abilities. It is a struggle, not going to lie. But thanks for tuning in, you guys. Donate to RBN. Please contribute, because that's how we keep shows like this and many other great broadcasts going on. Y'all stay classy.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.